This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Novak Djokovic's effort to play in the Australian Open tennis tournament, despite being unvaccinated for COVID-19, moved to a higher court Saturday as the number one ranked player appealed the second cancellation of his visa. Djokovic was not on the online feed available to the public for the 15-minute procedural hearing, which began 2 days before he is scheduled to play his first match of 2022 at Melbourne Park. Judge David O'Callaghan ruled that lawyers representing Djokovic and the government would need to submit written arguments later Saturday and scheduled a further hearing for Sunday morning. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke blocked the 34-year-old Serb's visa, which was originally revoked when he landed in Melbourne last week. However, a judge restored it on Monday on procedural grounds. Australia is currently facing a massive surge in virus cases driven by the highly transmissible Omicron variant. The White House says U.S. intelligence officials have determined a Russian effort is underway to create a pretext for its troops to further invade Ukraine, and Moscow has already pre-positioned operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the intelligence findings show that Russia is laying the groundwork through social media misinformation and framing Ukraine as an aggressor in the crisis.
We are concerned that the Russian government is preparing for an invasion in Ukraine that may result in widespread human rights violations and war crimes should diplomacy fail to meet their objectives.
Psaki charged that Russia has already dispatched operatives trained in urban warfare who could use explosives to carry out acts of sabotage against Russia's own proxy forces, blaming those acts on Ukraine. Russia has 100,000 troops stationed along its border with Ukraine. However, the Kremlin has denied it is planning to invade. This is VOA News. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said Friday that the Netherlands would ease some of the toughest COVID restrictions in Europe, allowing shops, gyms, hairdressers, and sex workers to reopen. Non-essential shops and other businesses can open daily until 5 p.m. beginning Saturday, along with sports clubs and higher education. Speaking at the first news conference since the swearing-in of a new government earlier this week, Rutte said bars, restaurants, cafes, and cultural locations would remain closed until at least January 25th. The prime minister said the relaxation was an exciting moment for the Netherlands, which spent Christmas and the new year under lockdown since the restrictions were tightened on December 19th. New health minister Ernst Kuipers said the government had decided to start reopening society with COVID hospital admissions falling, despite a surge in infections with the Omicron variant to some 200,000 a week. U.S. health officials on Friday encouraged more Americans to wear the kind of N95 or KN95 masks used by healthcare workers to slow the spread of the coronavirus. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued new guidance on masks, encouraging Americans to wear the N95 or KN95 masks used by healthcare workers. In updated guidance posted late Friday afternoon, the CDC said those kinds of masks are considered better at filtering air. The N95 and KN95 masks were previously in short supply, but at a news conference Thursday, President Biden announced,
"Next week we'll announce how we are making high-quality masks available to the American people for free."
The White House says the federal government has a stockpile of more than 750 million N95 masks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A federal judge ruled Friday that Martin Shkreli must return $64.6 million in profits he and his former company reaped from jacking up the price and monopolizing the market for a life-saving drug. U.S. District Judge Denise Cota's ruling also said that Shkreli is barred from the pharmaceutical industry for the rest of his life. Shkreli was CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals, later Viera, when it raised the price of Daraprim from $13.50 to $750 per pill after obtaining exclusive rights to the decades-old drug in 2015. It treats a rare parasitic disease that strikes pregnant women, cancer patients, and AIDS patients. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.